time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
The dawn broke over the launch point with a sharp, cold clarity, the kind that made every face radiance as if it had been polished overnight. Musk arrived beforehand, before utmost of the platoon, walking along the concrete pads where the coming Starship variant was posted. There was a subtle pressure in the air, a blend of expectation and fatigue. Every face carried traces of medication, scorch marks from former launches, vestiges of masterminds, heaps of outfit that sounded incredibly precise in their disarray. Musk moved past them methodically, not just examining, but seeing. He'd developed the habit of reading a scene like a living organism, detecting the fewest anomaly that might else be overlooked. Inside the operations control center, the platoon was formally immersed in covering the independent niche module. Multiple defenses displayed feeds from drones, satellites, and simulations. The atmosphere was violent but focused. Musk didn't need to speak to assert control. His presence alone shifted the energy. He walked past each station, seesawing subtly, sometimes stopping to ask precise, specialized questions. He was not looking for pride or credit. He was probing for implicit sins, hidden variables that could compromise the operation once it reached Mars. The morning progressed in a blur of computations, simulations, and real time adaptations. Musk's mind sounded to operate on multiple aeroplanes contemporaneously. He was assaying line data while considering the power grid for the niche module and contemporaneously reviewing Neuralink exploration that could ameliorate unborn astronaut performance. His focus was disintegrated. It was extensive, each thread feeding into the other in a network of possibilities. To a stranger, it might have looked like chaos. To him, it was an elegant, simple system moving toward a singular thing. By noon, a subtle change in the telemetry data caught his eye. The independent module's energy consumption was slightly advanced than anticipated. Musk called in the masterminds to run diagnostics incontinently. The platoon worked snappily, digging through complex systems and recalibrating power protocols. Musk floated, not interposing, only observing. He'd learned that the stylish opinions came when he let the masterminds work while keeping his mind free to anticipate the coming problem. Within an hour, the issue was resolved, a minor software misalignment that could have escalated into a major handicap. The effectiveness recaptured was enough to restore confidence, but Musk didn't pause. There were still dozens of other variables demanding attention. In the autumn, he met with the Mars Wharf platoon. These were people habituated to simulations, computations, and high-stakes prognostications. Musk still approached the discussion else. Rather of simply reviewing data, he challenged hypotheticals. What if the atmospheric viscosity is 3% lower than anticipated? He asked. How will that affect the thruster estimation and module stability? The room went silent for a moment as the platoon reused the question. Also, the masterminds and scientists leaned in, rerunning simulations, recalculating circles, and conforming parameters in real time. Musk watched hardly, offering sapience where necessary, but substantially letting the platoon discover results themselves. It was part guidance, part testing their limits, a way of icing that the final charge would be flexible against the unanticipated. As the sun lowered toward the horizon, painting the point in stripes of gold and orange, Musk walked outdoors for a brief moment. The air was sharp and cold, carrying the faint scent of ozone from earlier tests. He looked up at the sky, imagining the independent module covering the void between Earth and Mars. Each computation, each insomniac night, each incremental enhancement had brought them to this point. The vision that had started decades before, of humans stepping beyond their home Earth, of creating a sustainable base on another world, was no longer just a dream. It was imminent reality. Returning to the operations center, he spent the final hours of the day reviewing contingency plans. These were just theoretical exercises, Every possible script was counterplotted, down to nanosecond specialized failures, solar flares, and environmental unpredictabilities on Mars. Musk treated these as essential insurance, not pessimism. The assignment he'd learned from times of launches, failures, and improvements was simple medication was the difference between success and catastrophe. Night fell over the launch point, and the operations platoon sluggishly filtered out, leaving Musk alone with the defenses and telemetry feeds. He didn't need the presence of others to validate progress. The figures themselves told the story. The independent niche module was performing exactly as intended. The line was optimal, and the systems were stable. Still, Musk remained watchful. Success, in his mind, was no way final. It was simply the foundation for the coming challenge. Eventually, long after everyone differently had left, Musk stepped outdoors formerly more. The stars were brilliant and cold, sharp against the black sky. Nearly in that vast breadth, the module drifted toward its new home, untouched by mortal hands, yet entirely a product of mortal imagination. Musk gobbled deeply, feeling both the weight of responsibility and the quiet exhilaration of progress. Every achievement carried a cost, but it also carried stopgap that humanity could extend its reach, survive beyond the confines of a single world, and leave a heritage that outlived its miscalculations. He turned toward the installation, the hum of outfit and blinking lights girding him, and felt that familiar swell of determination. Hereafter would bring new challenges, new computations, and new opinions. But for tonight, the first way of a future that formerly sounded insolvable were formerly in stir. Musk knew that this was only the morning, and the trip he'd begun decades ago was far from over. The morning arrived with a cold clarity, the kind of crisp light that sounded to cut through any moping fatigue. Musk was formerly at the control center before utmost of the staff had arrived, belting a strong black coffee and surveying multiple feeds at formerly. Each display represented a different hand of the charge the starship en route to Mars, the independent niche module, solar panel alignment simulations, and Neuralink's recent trial data. It was a dizzying web of information, yet Musk moved through it with ease, absorbing each element, tracing implicit weak points, and anticipating contingencies before they indeed appeared. The telemetry from the starship showed slight diversions by course correction, minor adaptations that needed careful computation to help accretive drift. Musk called in the navigation platoon incontinently, agitating microthruster shots, energy conservation strategies, and timing windows for dispatches relays. He didn't just issue orders. He questioned every supposition. If we accelerate the module by 0.2% at this vector, he asked, how will that affect landing alignment 3 days from now, given implicit solar wind hindrance? The platoon recalculated on the cover, conforming protrusions and vindicating issues. Musk observed, offering sapience only when a subtle error in logic appeared. Latterly, he moved to the niche platoon. They were. Adaptation. Every insomniac night was distilled into that object, floating hundreds of thousands of kilometers from Earth. To Musk, it wasn't just a machine. It was a ground to the future, a testament to what careful planning, audacity, and grim focus could achieve. He dallied, letting the weight of responsibility settle alongside the exhilaration of accomplishment. Progress was a precarious balance, a combination of precise prosecution and the changeable forces of the macrocosm. Musk had come to accept that nothing worth doing could be safe, simple, or easy. The broader charge, the survival and expansion of humanity, demanded threat, immolation, and extraordinary attention to detail. It was a burden he carried willingly, nearly artificially, as if it had been shaped into him over a continuance. Eventually, he returned to the control center to make final notes and set parameters for late monitoring. Every system was reckoned for, every contingency counterplotted, every implicit failure eased as much as humanly possible. He didn't loiter on success or failure. Those generalities were abstract, less applicable than action and foresight. In his mind, history was not written in accolades or recognition. It was written in scrupulous medication, advised prosecution, and the courage to press forward when nothing guaranteed success. Before leaving, Musk broke one last time by the observation window. The night sky stretched endlessly, a oil of possibilities and unknowns. Nearly among those stars, the module traveled toward a distant world, a silent herald of humanity's first way beyond its cradle. Musk felt the familiar swell, not of triumph, but of resoluteness. Hereafter would bring new challenges, new computations, and fresh problems to break. And he'd meet them, as he always had, with unwavering focus, intellect, and the quiet certainty that humanity's reach could exceed its grasp if it dared to try.